You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
It's April 24th. I'm Brian Dean Wright, former CIA operations officer, and this is The Wright Report. Hey, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Wright Report, your daily news podcast. Grab your maps, because we are going around the globe this morning for domestic and international updates that are shaping America and the world. We begin in the United States, where leftist protests are spreading on college campuses all throughout the country. We'll talk about which universities are most affected and who's funding this all. Second, we stop in Papua New Guinea later this morning to help us understand why polls continue to show that the United States is losing support all around the world. We then jump back to the U.S. for a quick update on the AI revolution. It has to do with politics and our faces. We then transition to South America with updates in Colombia, Brazil, and good news out of Argentina. Later, we are off to the Sahel region of Africa with two updates for you, one of which might affect the prices that you pay for things like soda and makeup. Then we talk about spies in Europe this morning, both in Germany and in the UK. Then later, we wrap up with good news about how to reduce anxiety, stress, and inflammation. And the great news here, it is easy to do and it is free. But before we get to that, let's get to our first stop of the morning. We begin with growing leftist protests on American universities, ladies and gentlemen, all sparked by the war in the Gaza Strip. The protests started at Columbia University last week, but now they have spread to others around the country. Harvard University, for example, they just suspended a radical Palestinian group for organizing violent encampments on school grounds. We're seeing the same thing at places like the University of Colorado, University of Michigan, Stanford, UC Berkeley, and Cal Poly Humboldt this morning. At that school, protesters shut down the university after some masked protesters stormed a building and barricaded themselves inside. Well, this spasm of protest and violence by leftist and pro-Hamas sympathizers comes about a week after these same groups of people shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, the O'Hare International Airport, dozens of interstates and highways around the country, all because, they said, of the war in the Gaza Strip. Now, as I briefed you on previously, these protests are being organized by a motley crew of Marxists and Muslim activists who believe, well, this is what they argue, that the Jews are either colonizers of Arab lands and have to be sent back to Europe, and or that America is complicit with the Jews and that colonization, and we should be held to account because of it. Well, regardless, these radicals argue that the path to penalize either the Jews or hold America to account is through violence. In fact, for the past week, we have heard this group of leftists and Islamists chanting death to Jews, death to Israel, and death to America. And that is why some major alumni of these various schools are now pulling their financial support from things like endowments or scholarships. They argue that university leaders are clearly not doing enough to stop the leftist violence or condemn the calls for death. But that is putting the leaders at places like Columbia University and beyond in a little bit of an awkward position, because now, on one hand, they're trying to placate these alumni, but on the other, most of their faculty and the students largely embrace these leftist calls to violence. Well, the protests are also putting Democrats like Joe Biden in a very awkward position, too. As listeners might recall, Mr. Biden and his party need these leftist or otherwise pro-Hamas supporters next fall to win back the White House and Congress. And that is probably why on Sunday, Mr. Biden did two very peculiar things. First, he issued a statement that denounced the anti-Semitic violence of his supporters, but later he said this, quote, "I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians," end quote. Okay, well, that accommodating view was shared by his fellow Democrat and Marxist Representative Ilhan Omar. She said yesterday that she still fully backs the protesters, which include her daughter. As you may recall from last Friday, that young lady was arrested last week in New York for her role in the protests. Finally, we are learning more about who exactly is funding these organizations who are advocating for the death of America. The Washington Examiner did a review of them and found that the major funders include the Democrat financier George Soros and his Open Society Network, plus the leftist group Rockefeller Brothers Fund. Finally, the American Muslims for Palestine was a big supporter too. And their collective cash is going to groups, by the way, that include the Young Democrat Socialists of America, the Columbia Queer and Asian Group, okay, the African Students Association, and the Students for Justice in Palestine, or SJP. I should tell you that latter group, the SJP, is well known for celebrating Hamas and the slaughter of Israelis during, of course, the October 7th terror attacks. With those updated facts and data, let me now offer you my analysis and opinion. Free speech means that we have to tolerate ugly speech. That has long been the position of constitutionalists who clearly know and understand and embrace that Americans have the right to express their views. But the issue is when that speech starts to promote and incite violence, or in this case, to call for the death of America and plan for it, because that is happening right now. And it's coming from people and groups who actually have a track record in doing it. They have long advocated that America has to be destroyed, including through violent means, to create a Marxist state. These folks are socialists and Marxists. So thinking about that, let us step back for a second and ask, what is the historical record of these people once they get power or as they try to get power? What happens if America becomes a Marxist state? Well, we actually have some analysis and data on that by the folks at Gonzaga University. Their data show that from the year 1900 to 1987, Marxist governments slaughtered over 160 million people through their socialist, communist, or fascist governments. And it is that deadly ideology and all the groups and the people who embrace it who are now very well organized and very well funded on American campuses all throughout this country. And they are trying to bring about that form of government. But we should know this morning, and we should reflect, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not isolated to our campuses. In fact, these Marxists are in our Congress. In fact, we know that Marxist representatives and senators, like the squad members, including AOC of New York, and that aforementioned Ilhan Omar, they're there. Senators like Bernie Sanders, they are there as well. And that, folks, is really vital for us to remember this morning. This movement is not going away. In fact, as I wrote about 6 years ago, it is growing, not just on campuses or the halls of Congress. They are planning to take over the Democrat Party, and they're then planning to take over the nation. And I think you could argue they're certainly doing a pretty good job of taking over the Democrat Party. If you want to just underline that, let me offer you two things. First, consider that the 230 people who were arrested in New York last week for these protests, they have all been released. They face no further punishment, released by a Democrat DA. In fact, those folks are now free to go about the country and continue to protest, calling for the death of America. Of course, never mind the fact that Jewish students and their parents are having to flee the campuses in the meantime. But nevertheless, the second piece I want to share with you this morning and remind you on is this. Polling shows that a majority of Democrats view socialism as better than capitalism. So you take that together, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot be surprised when their foot soldiers on campuses start to march. And not just on campuses, but eventually to our halls of power. So we will see more of this. And that is the fight, with more to come. And with that, let us take our first break of the morning. For subscribers listening at rightreport.substack.com, thank you. Meanwhile, for my other loyal listeners, I offer you an equal thanks. We'll be right back. In the coming weeks, you are likely to hear even more headlines about leaders in both the U.S. and Europe starting to seize Russian assets. They're going to do it to pay for the war in Ukraine. We spoke of this back in early January with the very clear effects on the U.S. dollar and our pocketbooks. So if you are looking for ways to diversify your investments, and we should, consider physical gold and silver, and consider American Hartford Gold as you do. They are the precious metal dealer that I use and trust. When you give them a call, they will explain how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by purchasing physical gold and silver. And feel comfortable using American Hartford Gold, as they have an A-plus ranking from the Better Business Bureau. So either give them a call at 866-353-2694. Again, that is 866-353-2694, or just text them. Just text WRIGHT, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, WRIGHT to 65532. Man, that is easy. Again, that's WRIGHT to 65532. And when you do, folks, they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order, all depending on your total purchase. So again, give them a call at 866-353-2694 or text my last name, WRIGHT, to 65532. And folks, buy that physical gold and silver with American Hartford Gold. I am at 4 months in with Superbeats Heart Chews, and boy, am I happy. Just two little chews a day, and I get a shot of energy, plus performance and endurance. I take mine at breakfast, and then I am set for the day. Also, here's another great benefit. If you pair Superbeats with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in these chews are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. How great is that? So do what I did. Go to GetSuperBeets.com, that's BEETS.com, and use promo code WRIGHT. If you choose one of their bundles, that is going to get you a 30-day supply of Superbeats for free and 15% off your first order. So go to GetSuperBeets.com, use that promo code WRIGHT, and get your heart-healthy energy that you need and support for healthy blood pressure, too. You will be so glad you did. Welcome back to The Right Report. Let's continue with our briefs this morning with a new stop in the Asian country of Papua New Guinea. We are there to understand this. International approval of U.S. leadership is down. Axios News and Gallup polling report that countries around the world are, on average, less approving of U.S. leadership under Joe Biden than just 2 years ago. Mr. Biden's approval numbers have fallen around the globe based on what people abroad perceive as his failures in Asia, Latin America, Europe, and the Indo-Pacific. Now, as for why that might be, let us consider the latest news out of Papua New Guinea this morning. Of course, that is a critical nation in our battle for the Pacific. About a week ago, Mr. Biden said that the people of that country ate his uncle during World War II after his plane wrecked there. Well, by way of quick historical background, Papua New Guinea was absolutely vital in the efforts of the Americans and the Australians to stop Imperial Japan. There were horrifically bloody naval, aerial, and land battles. So it is true that many people died there, and certainly Mr. Biden's uncle. But he did not die by cannibals. That allegation is false. His plane crashed at sea. In other words, and inexplicably, Mr. Biden made up a story about cannibalism. Well, that upset the people of Papua New Guinea. That thus matches the data that we're getting from Axios and Gallup that this guy is just a crazy figure. By the way, the prime minister of this country, his name is Mr. James Marape. He said on Monday that, well, it appears that Mr. Biden, quote, sometimes has loose moments, end quote. In fact, he has said that he met with Biden four times, and not once did Mr. Biden ever mention that Papua New Guinea and the citizens there may have eaten his uncle. Perhaps, the prime minister said, it was just one of Mr. Biden's, quote, blurrier moments, end quote. Well, with those quick facts and data, let me offer you my brief analysis and opinion. As listeners have long heard me say, leadership really matters. And when we get into our 70s, certainly our 80s, and definitely into our 90s, our ability to lead just starts to slip. That's because our minds start to slip. And in Mr. Biden's case, you can see it clearly when you compare videos of him, say, from today to Mr. Biden 5 years ago. And the examples of the difference are just endless at this point. In fact, over the past 6 months, he said things like Egypt is Mexico, or that he had recent meetings with German leaders that died in the 1990s, or he recently acknowledged that a congresswoman from Indiana that he thought was in the audience, it was an event at the White House, but she was dead. So it's fair to say that Mr. Biden's mental acuity is degraded. And that matters for a whole bunch of reasons, the least of which is this lie about cannibals in Papua New Guinea. The broader point is that the entire world sees that America has feckless leadership. And this latest polling by Gallup and the good folks at Axios just confirms that. Nevertheless, I'll keep watching the additional gaffes, and I'll bring those to you. More to come. Next up, we head back across the Pacific for a quick refueling stop, shall we say, in California, where AI researchers have some fascinating news for us this morning about what their AI system has been able to do regarding politics. In fact, what they are now saying is that AI can look at your face and determine your political orientation. Researchers at Stanford trained their AI system by offering it some images of 3,401 politicians from the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Canada. They then offered this same AI system some facial photos of 591 test subjects who had various political persuasions. And they asked the AI, compare the politicians, the 3,400, to these 591 test subjects. Based on that, what political orientation do you, AI, think that they have? Well, as it turns out, this system was fairly accurate in figuring it out. More so, by the way, when the AI was given the subject's age, gender, or ethnicity. Okay, well, that begs the question, what did AI see in those faces? Well, as a general rule, the AI said, conservative people apparently have sturdier jaws as compared to liberals or progressives. And the AI picked up on that size difference. Now, this probably makes you chuckle at first, and fair enough, but there are some important implications of this research. In fact, as the folks at Stanford noted, this technology could be used to help a dangerous politician who might more quickly sort through, say, a conservative or progressive crowd if they're trying to target their opposition or a group of people that they just don't like. And to that end, AI is getting pretty good at that. For example, previous AI studies have shown that these systems can actually identify a human's sexual orientation about 81% of the time just by looking at a photo. Apparently, the AI found that gay men typically have narrower jaws, longer noses, and larger foreheads than the straight fellas. Lesbians, by the way, typically have larger jaws and smaller foreheads. So there you go. What a world. Welcome to the future. Next, we stop in South America this morning for a couple of updates, three of them. The first is out of Colombia, a country, by the way, that purchases about $16 billion worth of U.S. goods and services. And that is a great reminder for why we should care about things like this. Tens of thousands of Colombians are protesting the leftist president of that nation this morning. The president's name, by the way, is Gustavo Petro. He is a former Marxist terrorist who was imprisoned for years. He was then released. Later, he ran for and won the presidency. Well, about a month ago, he announced that he would try to rewrite the constitution of his country for what he said were necessary reforms. Around the same time, he announced that he was going to try to take over the country's healthcare system. Most Colombians, though, were outraged by both. In fact, Congress down there stepped in to try to stop him, at least on the healthcare plan. But then Mr. Petro issued a decree. It's kind of like the U.S. president's executive order, and he nationalized the top two health insurers. And that is what brought out tens of thousands of protesters all throughout this week. They fear that their former Marxist rebel president hasn't really been reformed, and rather he's trying to turn Colombia into a socialist utopia, as it were, just like the neighboring Venezuela. That, of course, would be bad because Venezuela is a dump. And that is why I will keep a watch of Colombia, and I will keep you posted. And speaking of Marxists and socialists, we head next to the beautiful country of Brazil, where the Marxist president of that country is under fire this morning by the former conservative president named Mr. Bolsonaro. The former conservative leader rallied his party faithful on Sunday, over 100,000 of them, and they joined together to attack the current leftist president, Mr. Lula da Silva, for pushing, they say, Brazil closer to a lawless dictatorship. They allege that Mr. Bolsonaro and his fellow conservatives are being targeted with prosecution and persecution over some false allegations of insurrection and undermining democracy back in 2022. Indeed, federal police have seized Mr. Bolsonaro's passport, accusing him of participating in some riots back in 2022. Those same officials are also accusing him of tampering with his COVID vaccination records, and that taken together would certainly bring federal charges. So bottom line, folks, let's keep watch on Brazil if for no other reason than we export about $75 billion worth of goods and services to that country. That includes, for example, about $2 billion from the state of Indiana. They export quite a bit of ag-related products. Interesting. I'll keep you posted. For our final stop in South America, we swing by another trade partner of ours, Argentina. The president of that nation, a man named Javier Milei, proudly announced this week that his country did something pretty special. They have the first quarterly budget surplus they have had in 16 years. And that's somewhat, well, actually really unusual for Argentina. Mr. Milei noted that in the past 123 years, Argentina has only run a surplus in but 10 of them. So he said, if he can manage to keep this up for just another 9 months, he will have gotten his country back on a good fiscal track. And that is exactly why this man was elected last fall. Voters tossed out the Marxist government at the time, and they brought in this libertarian Mr. Milei. And he promised to pick a chainsaw to government spending and fire thousands of government workers and limit social services. And that's what he's done. And in fact, it is now working. He's got his budget surplus. Plus, he's bringing down the country's inflation rate, which has been around 300% per year. By the way, when he was asked why he has been so successful in bringing down inflation, he said this, and it's so good. Quote, if the state does not spend more than it collects and it does not print money, there is no inflation. This is not magic. End quote. Well, that probably explains why he remains so very popular in Argentina, especially with folks in the financial markets, although he's not very popular with some of Argentina's students and Marxists. In fact, they launched some protests yesterday in opposition to what they call his unfair and cruel austerity measures. Nevertheless, I'll keep you posted. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's take our final break of the morning. We'll be right back. Folks, why is the food from factormeals.com so daggone delicious? I don't know. It's a mystery. Magic? Meh. I suspect it's because the stuff is delivered fresh to your door every single time, never frozen. But whatever it is, factormeals.com is the best meal delivery service in this country, hands down. Folks, they've got juices, shakes, and smoothies. They've got breakfasts, lunches, dinners, with more than 35 different meal options to choose from. You truly can't go wrong. I have tried virtually every one of their meals, including the vegetarian one on the accident. And to be honest, I did add some beef because I'm not a bird. But still, it would have been really good even without that beef. So, folks, go to factormeals.com today and get 50% off your first box of food, plus 20% off your next box. But make sure you use factormeals.com/right50 when you log into that place. That's WRIGHT50, and you're going to get that 50% off your first box. Again, use promo code RIGHT50 at factormeals.com, and I promise you, folks, your taste buds and your belly are going to love you for it. It's a good morning, but we need to talk about tonight. And that is because, as ever, you need a good night's sleep tonight. And you're going to get that with Ghost Bed. Yes, it's the company that I think makes the finest mattresses in all of America. And you all know that's true because I own one. I had the Lux model. But they've got those other great options too, like the Classic, the Massage Bed, yes please, and also one for your RV. But no matter what model you choose from, you got to get one of these things. The mattresses are built with high quality materials and fine craftsmanship, and you are going to feel both when that thing is delivered right to your doorstep. As always, they have a 101-day trial period with free returns. So folks, get yourselves a Ghost Bed and get 50% off when you do. Go to ghostbed.com/right, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, and get 50% off your Ghost Bed purchase. Again, that's ghostbed.com/right, and get ready, because once that bed arrives, you are going to be off to a great night's sleep. I guarantee it. Welcome back to The Right Report, continuing our trip around the globe this morning. We stop next in the Sahel region of Africa, home to some critical deposits of uranium, gold, oil, and unfortunately, Islamic radicals. Looking at our maps, we have traveled to these lands many times before. We've stopped in Timbuktu and Bamako in the country of Mali. We have discussed the latest in that military-run capital of Ouagadougou in the country of Burkina Faso. And of course, there's Niger and the fight over that $100 million U.S. drone base in the city of Agadez, which takes us to our first update. The U.S. has announced that it has agreed to pull out the remaining 1,000 or so troops from Agadez. The exact timing is unknown, And by the way, the disposition of the Air Force base, that will be up for negotiations over the next week or two. Now, odds are it'll end up in the hands of either the Russians or their mercenary group that is called the Africa Corps that replaced the Wagner Group this past fall. But it is also possible that that air base that you paid for will be home to a different set of foreign troops, and they will be the Chinese. So here's why. The military government of Niger is short on cash, or was, so they got an advance, a $600 million advance from Beijing on an oil project that they developed. Now, the terms of this advance are a little bit opaque this morning. We know that the military junta in Niger is going to use this cash to settle up some debt and bolster their health and education services, but what's less than clear is what the junta gave China in return. Now, officially, they are paying Beijing a 7% interest rate on that advance, so that's nice, but some analysts in the region say that there might be something else. Perhaps they might give a building or two at that American airbase at Agadez. So that is what I will be watching for. Who moves in as we move out? More to come. From Niger, we go next door to the Sahel nation of Chad. And here's but one reason to care about this little country: gum arabic. So we spoke about this sticky substance about a year ago on May 1st, and it was in relation to the war in Sudan, a country that produces about 65% of the world's supply of gum arabic, which, as you may recall, is used for all kinds of products that you buy and you probably didn't even know, from soda to makeup to candy. It's a substance that is grown on the bark of a native tree there, and it is just isolated to this very small region of the Sahel. But just to emphasize, without it, we couldn't make a whole bunch of products that we currently enjoy. But while Sudan is the leading producer of this stuff, as we talked about last May, it's also grown elsewhere, like in places like Chad, about 15% of the world's supply. But that is now becoming quite important because Sudan remains locked in a devastating civil war. So that is reason number one that we should care about Chad: gum arabic. But there is another. We've got ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Those extremists populate parts of Chad, and the Chadian government has leaned on the U.S. and our special forces in years gone by to fight back. But that might be changing. Officials in the capital city of N'Djamena sent a letter last week to the Biden administration that they want U.S. forces out. The Pentagon was apparently shocked by this demand. They thought that the relations between them were great. The White House is now trying to figure out a response. Diplomatic efforts are underway. But regional observers think that the culprit here, at least of this sudden change, is probably Russian President Vladimir Putin and/or his Africa Corps. They suspect that he and they have offered the Chadian officials a sweeter deal that will push the Americans out. No word on whether or not that is true, but I'll keep you posted. Next, let's start making our way back home, shall we? We've got a couple of refueling stops this morning in Europe. And while we are here, let's talk about some spies. German authorities arrested a staffer yesterday who worked for one of the EU lawmakers. The staffer, who was an ethnic Chinese man, is alleged to have been secretly working for the Communist Party of China. Details are limited, but apparently this man has been passing secret information about parliament negotiations involving China, plus some information about Chinese dissidents who live in Germany. The interior minister said that if confirmed, then China has, quote, attacked European democracy from within, end quote. Well, I will keep you posted. Next, we make a quick related stop in the United Kingdom this morning, where the government there has arrested two men who were also allegedly spying for China. One was a researcher working for a conservative lawmaker. The other, we're not quite sure, he remains under seal. The arrests in the UK come just 1 month after the British government told Chinese leaders to stop their aggressive spying efforts, including and especially on the British Parliament. Allegedly, Beijing has been conducting surveillance on those members of Parliament and their staff, plus hacking data related to the UK voting systems. Well, with those facts and data, let me offer you my brief analysis and opinion. So let's start with this. Espionage is one of the oldest professions in the world. That much we all know and accept. Well, over thousands of years of this job or trade, spies have developed certain rules to live by. Some rules are spoken, and some are just understood. I'll give you just one example. In my younger years at the CIA, I would cook up an intel operation against an adversary, and my plans were usually pretty aggressive. And that is when I would talk to a senior gray-bearded spy, and he would say to a young pup like me, you know, let's hold off on this one, because I think it's going to push things a little bit too far with the Russians or whoever. So put it on the shelf for now, and let's see if I can't handle this over a bottle of vodka in Moscow instead. So that's how things usually work out in the world of espionage. Right? The older guys tended to just know where the lines were and how far to push and when to back off. But in my experience, China does not think that way. They don't care. There are no rules for them. That's because they believe that this is their time to dominate the world. This is their century to embrace their destiny, to become the global world power. And that, of course, means that they're going to have to neuter the other guys who are in power. That would be us, the United States and Europe. And they're going to do that by all means necessary. And that would obviously include the cases that we're hearing about this morning in Germany and the UK, obviously targeting these lower-level staffers in Parliament. But folks, I would bet a kidney that they have gone after and actually successfully recruited much more senior politicians, including prime ministers and presidents. In fact, as I've shared with you before, the deal is almost certainly, based on my experience and understanding and recruiting these kinds of people, that the politicians and their families, they get a ton of cash, and in return, they agree to quietly, discreetly, but ultimately utterly weaken their own nations from within bit by bit. And if that seems implausible, well, I have a laptop for you. You might want to take a look at it. Just search for the big guy. Well, that aside, let's come home this morning and talk about some good news, bring ourselves some calm, getting rid of anxiety, depression, and lower our inflammation. Research in the medical journal Nature and Science Direct are offering us a way to do all three of those things. And here's the great news. It is free, and you can start doing it today. And here it is. Getting out into nature or living near green spaces makes a profound difference in managing anxiety, depression, and inflammation levels. The research in the journal Nature looked at some data from about 400,000 people in the United Kingdom. They looked at exactly where these folks lived, in other words, their proximity to parks or green spaces of various kinds, and what they found was that the closer that you live to green or open spaces, the less anxious and depressed you reported feeling. In related research, the folks at Cornell University noted in the journal Science Direct that exposure to nature leads to a lowering of inflammation. They found that people who got outside into the wild blue yonder had lower levels of three inflammatory biomarkers, which were measured in blood draws over a series of months. In fact, they found this to be true by talking to and drawing blood from about 1,200 participants. Although I should tell you, the lead researcher at Cornell University did note this. The biomarkers for inflammation were not as affected if you didn't enjoy your time in nature. He specifically said that you have to put your phone down or other distracting devices, and you have to really just be present. You have to take in the fresh air and the wide open spaces. Otherwise, the benefit all but disappears. So, there you go. Good news, I think, and a good reminder to put down those phones or computers and just go out and enjoy a nice long walk, because your body and your mind will thank you for it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. As always, I will see you tomorrow, God willing. Until then, I leave you with the creed of every good spy and every wise American. They're the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.